Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I wanted to come on live and just say, hey, I'm laying actually horizontal. I can never remember which way is horizontal and which way is vertical, but I wanted to share just something that is kind of crazy. So as most of you guys know, I have two businesses. I have a digital marketing agency where we work with established business owners. If you can't say business, can you be a business owner? We work with established business owners who have a conversion point, aka a converting funnel or offer. And we blow their businesses up. It's pretty fun. As well as Social Media United, where I teach people how to become amazing social media managers. And so part of my job, this sounds so crazy, and I don't ever want to make something sound more glamorous than it is or anything like that, but a huge part of my job with this career, this fun and exciting career, is to try things on social media. So it sounds kind of crazy, and I never thought this would be my career, but a part of what I do is get paid to play on social media. So I'm gonna tell you guys about the next big platform. I kind of talked about it a little bit the other day in a post. This is huge. I think every single person should jump on because it's early adopter. So what I want to ask is, because I am extroverted and I like attention and engagement and all of those fun things, do you guys wanna hear about a platform that is getting organic rates, like algorithm of Facebook a la 2012, when people weren't having to pay money, when people weren't having to use crazy tactics? Would you guys want to hear about that? Go ahead and let me know in the comments, because I want to make sure that you guys want to hear, because if you don't, I'll shut up and go back to my nap before I jump on into work. But there's a platform that I've been diving into, and you guys, let me tell you, it's one where the algorithm is still rewarding all content that's good. Anything that's engaging, anything that's creative, anything that is different, this is nuts. Because I know a lot of us miss the early days of Instagram or YouTube, or you know, those early people who hop onto a platform and absolutely dominate. This platform is it. And I've been diving into it a little bit at a time, but not only am I gonna tell you what it is, I'm gonna share with you guys a couple things that I'm doing. And I'm still in the first week of playing with it. And yes, I get paid to play with social media. That's so cool. I never would have imagined that could be my life. So a huge part of what I do is I test different things. I try different platforms. And yes, that means me actually doing it. While I am not the CEO of my agency any longer, I'm the CMO. That means I'm paid to check out strategies and platforms and tactics and all of these fun things and see what is working. So I want you guys to try to guess below. I know some of you guys will get this right, what platform it is that I'm talking about, because it is massive. This is a huge opportunity, and I'm seeing big influencers, big celebrities hopping on it now, and we're still in the early days of this platform. Everyone has the ability to become famous on this platform, but bigger than that, everyone has the ability to get unlimited eyeballs on their content and ultimately drive everyone back to their website, back to their platforms. You guys are guessing it right because you've been seeing my posts. TikTok. Now, TikTok is formerly Musical.ly, and everyone's like, I don't exactly understand what it is. Now, sorry, I'm gonna try to sit up. I've been so tired because we've all been dealing with sickness. Welcome to having kids and Minnesota winters. So TikTok is formerly Musical.ly. Musical.ly was a platform where basically it was mostly focused on creating videos where you're lip syncing to popular songs or doing something silly to a popular song, and it was rebranded as TikTok. And now here's the thing, I'm going to share with you guys the strategies that I'm using, so you do not want to hop off of this live or you're going to be kicking yourself later, because I swear to you, you're going to be saying a year from now, 2 years from now, wow, Rachel told me so, and I don't want to have to say I told you so. So this is me giving it all away before I've even exploded, but I am exploding on the platform and I'm going to explode even more. I'm just calling it right now. So basically, TikTok is comprised of entertaining videos, educational videos, things that make people laugh, crazy things, things that people relate to. We mostly do lip sync videos, but lip sync videos aren't the only thing. And it's about kind of capturing a story or a narrative, understanding your market and understanding kind of what their thoughts are behind different songs and making people just like say like, oh, I need to see more. I want to see more. This person just explain me in a nutshell. So if you actually check it out, and you can do this after this live, you can watch as I'm blowing up on TikTok, and it's not happening fast, but keep in mind, it's only been a week. It was a couple nights ago, I think it was about a week ago, when I joined the platform and we put up like our second or third video, and it was me and my kids doing Baby Shark. And overnight we had like 5,700 views on this video, and I was like, whoa, I only have 6 followers. This is something. Who here's like, yeah, I want those kind of eyeballs without paying a cent, without doing anything. This is so crazy. And so we got 5,700 views and I was like, okay, I gotta figure this platform out because this is untapped potential. This is sick, this is insane. I'm seeing early, like Instagram, early Facebook, and if you know the people who got on early Vine, all of these things, these people built massive followings. And so I started to check people out on TikTok and noticed that there were people who had like 1 to 30 million followers. And these aren't people with massive like audiences before this. They just started creating content that was engaging or fun or hitting on their target markets, like thoughts, or it was so crazy. Some of them are just doing lip sync videos. And so I started to create more and more videos. And my only goal is, can I figure out how TikTok works and how the market works? And so I've been creating tons of videos. At first, each video has had anywhere from like 200 to 500 views. But then I created a video of myself with the Office intro. And when I did that, it's just a really silly video. If you don't already have TikTok, I recommend you download it and go check these videos out. Not because I need the followers, but because I want you guys to watch as this unfolds. Remember, a week ago I had 6 followers on this platform. And so I created this Office video and tons of people were watching. And I saw that I think there's like over 1,200 people who have watched that Office video. And I'm like, I just dropped, you know, that I'm a 2 comma club winner. They don't know exactly what it is, but there's an opportunity. So then I started creating more videos. Each one was hit or miss, and I got rid of the ones that weren't doing as well. And then today we created one. And I had this theory, what if I created content that relates to people who are like me? So we were listening to NSYNC's Bye 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 in the car because I love that song, and Paul almost skipped the song and I was like, no, don't skip it. And I look back and my kids are literally like this, just glaring because they're like, this music sucks. And I'm like, no, you don't know good music. NSYNC is amazing. So we decided, let's create a TikTok. And I was like, Paul, let's create a TikTok because we know the dance, you know, like bye, bye, bye. And so I was like, let's create a TikTok of us doing this dance and then go back to the kids, but let's not warn them that we're gonna show them what we're doing. So him and I are like jamming out, you know, bye, bye, bye. And then we go back to the kids and we show the kids, and the kids are like this, just glaring. And Dakota's like, and then I thought, okay, who's gonna relate to this? There's 2 audiences. Number one, most likely moms who know this old music and their kids don't appreciate it, right? And number 2, fans of NSYNC. So I put, they just don't understand NSYNC was life. And I hashtagged it mom life, hashtag NSYNC. And by doing so, I made it searchable by people who like NSYNC and people who have identify with the hashtag mom life. And so we did that. And then, you know, within a couple hours, it had reached like 1,000 views. And I was kind of like, okay, this one's decent. It's getting some traction. Well, now it's picking up steam. And at last I checked, it had over 850 likes. And it had like 46 comments on it. And last time I checked, we were over 5,800 views, and we put that one up 10 hours ago. So it's kind of crazy because I'm sitting here like I'm seeing so much potential on this platform. And just so you guys know, everything I put up is not going to be a slam dunk. What I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be testing a whole bunch of content. How do we get views? How do we use the hashtags right? How do we become searchable? How do we keep attention? How do we create content that makes our audience say, yes, I gotta follow her? Now, what happened since last night is last night I had like 76 followers on TikTok. Today, after that video, I'm at over 180 followers, I'm pretty sure. It might be, I hope that's right, 180 followers or something like that. So in 24 hours, my followership doubled. And I'm just really excited because this platform's big. I would recommend that every single person jump on. If you're like, I don't know where to start, I've started with lip sync videos. If you are like, I can't get down with lip sync, that's okay. But what you can watch is how you're gonna see me integrate different things. You're gonna see me integrate some like narratives, some different stories, storytelling, sharing different things. Just watch and see how this happens, because I'm guaranteeing you guys right now that my platform on that my profile on that platform is going to blow up. It's a platform I don't really know anything about until I just started to jump in and dive in. But I want you guys to kind of watch and just see what happens. And feel free to start experimenting. Try things. Things are going to bomb. You know, I had one video that had 6 views. So I absolutely deleted it because I know it's not doing super, super well. But then, you know, I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep testing, and I'm not scared. And I added into my bio my website so that if anything else, it starts drawing in traffic. Now, here's the thing. Most people don't know this, but TikTok actually has 150 million active users per month. That is phenomenal. There's like 850 users in total on the platform is what I last heard. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so it's got 150 million active users. And I know everyone thinks that it's all younger users. This is, it's crazy because there's actually about, I think it was 31% of the users on TikTok are between the age of, I think it was 24 and 30, or maybe it was 19 and 30, which is like my perfect target market. Actually, my target market's older. Sorry. We've all been kind of sick, but that's been the norm. So I want to share with you guys, though, this is so crazy because I'm watching, and the thing that I'm hoping is happening from this testing is coming to life. So if you are just now hopping on, watch this video again once it's done playing. You do not want to miss TikTok. I'm telling you guys, this is, we're still in the early adoption of it. Every single person needs to hop on. Like I said, overnight, I doubled my followers, got 5,800 views on a video. I'm a nobody on that platform, and you guys are going to watch as I start to roll out new videos, testing new content, and I'm going to learn exactly how to drive traffic and ultimately monetize from my TikTok following. So I can't wait for you guys to watch it unfold. If you haven't done so, download TikTok. It's TikTok. And I'm not asking you to follow me for the follower count, though it doesn't hurt. But I'm really excited for you guys to kind of watch as I put out this content and see how this traffic happens. So yeah, my followers doubled overnight from this InSync bye 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 video. But feel free to go on over there and give it some love too if you want. But it's pretty crazy, you guys. So I'll see you all later. Have such a good night. Bye.
This episode of Social Media Secrets was brought to you by Social Media United, the leading online university for social media managers to learn how to gain clients, gain freedom, and gain an entire community of people who have their back. To claim your $1 trial for 7 days, go to www.smutrial.com. You won't regret it. I can't wait to see you inside.